Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for joining us today. Hope you had a happy 4th of July. We record on Wednesday nights, and since that was the 3rd of July, I gave the crew the night off to celebrate the 4th. Some of them were out of town traveling anyway. So it's going to be me today, and I'm going to bring you some good stuff. I hope you'll stick around and listen to it. Before I go, though, I would like to take the first break to hear from our sponsors, because without these guys, we wouldn't be able to put this show on. And I encourage you to please visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Okay, if you're new to the show, I want to tell you a little bit about CCTA. CCTA stands for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And our mission statement is we're a 501c3 nonpartisan grassroots organization that advocates for constitutionally limited government, individual freedom, and responsibility. We are dedicated to the principles set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution and to the preservation of the free market. That's who we are. Now, I said we were a 501c3 and a nonpartisan organization. So I'm going to bring you some audio files that I recorded recently when Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Mark Meadows were here in New Bern, North Carolina. Now, the reason they were here was to endorse a candidate, and they did that. So I don't want you to take this as an endorsement of either of those candidates by CCTA. The reason I'm playing this is because Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan are members of the Freedom Caucus. Mark Meadows is the chairman of the Congressional Freedom Caucus, and that's in the House of Representatives, U.S. House. And they uphold the values of the Constitution. They align with our mission statement. So that's the message I want to get out to you, is because they're going to talk to you about a number of things, the importance of voting and being involved. So I'm going to start off with Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman Jordan, we welcome you to New Bern.
Good to be here.
For giving us some time here. Just why are you here today?
To help Greg Murphy. We need... we need guys in Congress who will do what they said. We need guys in Congress who are going to help President Trump get done what the American people elected us to do. And Dr. Murphy is one of those individuals. So I'm happy to be supporting him. The right values, the right principles, the right fight, the right thing we need in Congress to help the president keep getting things done for the American people.
Well, for our listeners that may not know, and I don't know how they wouldn't know who you are, you're Congressman Jim Jordan, and you're a member of the Freedom Caucus.
Yep.
You're also the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee.
Yep.
And we appreciate all the work you've been doing, helping to drain the swamp and expose, shine some light on the
Well, you think about there. You think about this president, in spite of the Democrats being totally against him, all the press, the mainstream press against him, even a few handful of Republicans being against him. What this president has got done in 2.5 years is amazing. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing at an unbelievable rate, lowest unemployment in 50 years, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, out of that Iran deal, embassies in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea. It's an amazing record.
It is.
In spite of everyone being against him.
And the media not highlighting it at all.
Not at all. If you watch CNN, you wouldn't know any of that.
That's right.
This president is focused on one thing, doing what the American people elect him to do. And if you get more people there, like Greg Murphy, to help him, we got a better chance to keep getting things done, to solve this immigration problem, build the border security wall, those kind of things. So I'm happy to be supporting Greg Murphy. Most importantly, I think at Mark Meadows, Mark Meadows is supporting Greg Murphy,
right.
Too.
And Mark's he'll be here next week.
He is. Mark's one of my best friends, and I'm glad he is... supporting Dr. Murphy as well.
And he's from North Carolina.
He sure is. He sure is.
Well, one more thing before you go real quick. What's the most important thing, message you could give to our listeners about this upcoming election?
Keep fighting. It's the greatest country ever. I tell folks all the time, you travel around the world, you thank the good Lord you live here.
Yes.
And there are certain principles that are worth fighting for, certain principles that make our country special in the first place. And that's faith, that's family, that's freedom, those things we always talk about. But the left doesn't see it the same way we do. And they're out to change this place in a direction that I think is not good for the country. So keep fighting and just remember what a great place it is. We're the greatest nation ever because of certain principles that have always been part of the American experience, and
Amen.
It's our job to protect them.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
Your time.
One of the things that we found interesting is when we were up in D.C. a little over a month ago when we met with you guys, Congressman Meadows publicly said it, and you said it privately, that, Greg, get ready, the attacks are coming, and
yeah.
The money that's flowing in. What, I mean, from your perspective, what does it say that Greg's kind of put a target on his back by aligning himself with the caucus, aligning himself with Trump, and all this outside money that's pouring into little North Carolina for this thing?
The Freedom Caucus, we talk about this. There are a countless number of people who feel like Washington has forgotten them. Our job is to remember them and to fight for them. to do it with a smile on our face because we think we've got the truth on our side, but to go fight for the forgotten people around this country who are sick of Washington not listening to them. Greg Murphy's going to listen to them. He's going to fight for them. But when you say you're going to do that, the other side comes after you. The establishment comes after you. The Democrats come after you. The left comes after you. And but I tell folks in the Freedom Caucus all the time, if the press isn't saying something bad about you, you ain't doing anything any good. So just understand that. That's why it's worth the fight. That's why it's worth the effort.
Okay, well, again, that was Congressman Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus, and we appreciated him giving us some time. And I want to reiterate, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan, so that was not to be considered as an endorsement by CCTA. Yes, Jim came to endorse one of the candidates, but the other remarks that he was making are the ones I want you to focus on, because that's what's important, is what's going on in D.C. and what we need to be doing in D.C. And, of course, this election is important, and we hope you have made up your mind on the candidate that you want to support. And I can tell you, there's good candidates out there, a lot of good candidates, and we only get to vote for one, so make your choice wisely. Okay, well, now I'm going to move on to Congressman Mark Meadows, which came in the following Saturday, and we're going to listen to his comments. Again, do not consider this an endorsement by CCTA, but listen to his other comments also.
I'm here with Congressman Mark Meadows, and he's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and he upholds all the conservative values that we are so for here in Coastal Carolina. And Congressman Meadows, why are you here today?
Well, obviously here to support my good friend Greg Murphy for Congress and in this runoff that's happening on July 9th. But more importantly, and a shout out to all those who are listening in. You and those who follow you understand that we've got to be fiscally responsible. We're bankrupting our country, and I need more help to make sure that we can go up and drain the swamp, quit growing the size of the federal government, taking the American taxpayers' dollars and spending them inappropriately. And so Greg is not only working real hard to make sure that the 3rd District of North Carolina gets represented properly, but he's willing to go against the establishment, and that's what it is for me. I'm not afraid of a fight, even if that fight is sometimes on my own team.
I agree with you on that. Let me ask you another question. As you're aware, North Carolina is being targeted. There's an outside effort to turn it to a blue state. What's the best thing our listeners could do to combat that?
Well, I think if they will continue to show up, here's the interesting thing. Whether it's in eastern North Carolina or western North Carolina, those conservative values are really in our DNA. I mean, we grow up with them, and sometimes it doesn't even follow the party affiliation as much as it is just being a good conservative and believing in God and country and in the fact that we have to have a limited government. So here's what I would encourage all of them to do. To speak up. Sometimes when the left goes crazy, we get silent. And yet there are more of us than there are of them. If we will just speak up, I can tell you, and make sure that they get to the polls. I mean, whether it's in this special election between now and July the 9th, make sure that they let their voice be heard. I'm here not trying to tell people how to vote, because I've learned a long time ago, you can't tell people how to vote and who to vote for. But you can inform them, and when Yes. they're informed, what will happen is they'll make the right choice, and so I'm trying to highlight some of the differences.
All right. Well, you just did it, because this is the purpose of our radio show is to help educate and inform and raise up good conservatives, and we thank you for your time today.
I thank you, and for every listener that is out there, please thank them for being willing to engage. You know, we can stand with our military men and women. We can salute the flag. We should stand every time when the national anthem is played. Enough of this political correctness and pretending like America is not great and exceptional. We are. We're the leader in the free world, and we need to continue to tell other Americans about how special we are. God bless you. Thanks
God bless
for being
you.
With you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, once again, that was Congressman Mark Meadows, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and those were his comments he made here on his visit to New Bern. And we do appreciate him taking time to talk to us. You know, I told you a little bit about what Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association is all about. So let me expand on that a little bit for you under the heading of what we do. CCTA monitors and reports on key issues to you, the taxpayer. We attend alderman meetings, commissioner meetings, school board meetings. Hal James, our chairman, is also chairman of our watchdog committee. And he reports back to you, the taxpayers, through his watchdog report, which you can find on our website at cctaxpayers.com. I'm sorry. CCTA pushes for government accountability of how our tax dollars are spent. CCTA monitors government at all levels in the tax corruption. We are watchdogs. CCTA sponsors educational seminars, and we've got one of those coming up next week, and candidate forms. CCTA fights for the Constitution. It's the law. CCTA helps educate the public on the Constitution, on the Bill of Rights, and our history. So we need you to help us. If you're interested in doing those sorts of things, you can come to our meeting the third Tuesday of each month. We have a free and open to the public meeting. We invite guest speakers in. So come and join us, and we'll be glad to introduce you around to some of our members, and you can talk with them, get to know them, and decide if you want to get involved in helping us to spread the conservative views and identify corruption where it's taking place. We need people in our surrounding counties because we cover Carteret, Craven, Pamlico, Jones, Beaufort counties. We're reaching out. We even cover some in Pitt County. We actually need all the help we can get and keep an eye on the elected officials in those counties. So we're trying to expand our outreach. We've also recently changed the broadcast time on our radio show. We were broadcasting Sunday mornings at 11, and then again it would repeat on Sunday evenings. We are now broadcasting Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. and then Sunday mornings at 11. So you get to hear us on Saturday and Sunday, and we hope that helps you out. Well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I'm flying solo again today as some of our folks are enjoying their vacation for the 4th of July. And I know that's already passed now, but this was recorded on the 3rd. Okay, I told you in the previous segments about what CCTA does, and I emphasized education. And one of the things we've been doing here lately is trying to educate you on an important bill that's in the North Carolina legislature. It's already passed the House. It was House Bill 483, and it's going to the Senate, and we're hoping we can get enough people to get involved and stop it there, because it's got some long-range issues that you need to be aware of, and we're going to try to educate you. The last couple of weeks, we've done shows on it, and I want to share some more information with you. We have a page in the County Compass, and it's a free publication you can find in little green boxes all around, and you can just pick one up, and the CCTA page is in there. But the front page of this past week, June 27th edition, was a column, Who's Actually Catching the Most Fish? And it might surprise you, contrary to what the people that are trying to ram this through want you to believe, actually recreational fishing tops commercial fishing across 9 species for the catch. Now, I was surprised to hear that, but it's all laid out in this article. They list the years. Recreational and commercial, they list it by species, and like the article says, there's 9 species. You can see the numbers there. I'll give you some examples. Speckled trout in 2018 was 410% over commercial. The recreational caught 410% over commercial. Red drum, 905% over commercial. Dolphins, 2,194% over commercial. Spot, 256% over commercial. And yellowfin tuna, 71% over commercial. Bluefish, 188% over commercial. And cobia, recreational catches were 3,225% over commercial. And Spanish mackerel were 45% over commercial. And king mackerel, 100% over commercial. Now, those are pretty large margins, recreational to commercial. Now, they're trying to convince people that commercial fishermen are wiping out the fish population. All we want them to do is take a moment to think and do some research, listen to some scientific data, look at the actual numbers, because the numbers they're looking at are deceptive. when you look at the terms of the catch and they're talking about the catch is this much lower than it was in such and such a year. They don't tell you that one of the reasons that it's that much lower is because at that time there were over 3,000 commercial fishermen. Now there's less than 300. So that's another reason, or one of the main reasons, why the catch is actually lower, is there less commercial fishermen doing it, because they can't, with all the regulations and licensing that they're under, and all these attempts to put them out of business, a lot of them just said, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore. So those are the numbers that they're pushing, but you've got to understand why those numbers are lower. It's not because the population's being wiped out. Matter of fact, if you'll go up this week, the fishing reports, you can pull up North Carolina fishing reports online. There's a number of them out there. Chasing Tails is a good one. But they're telling you that the catch is surprisingly large at this time of the year for some of the species that they haven't seen these numbers before, like the speckled trout. And they say if these numbers keep up, the fall catch is going to be enormous if it follows suit. King mackerel, Spanish mackerel, the fishing is good. There are fish here, so it's not as dire as they are trying to make it out to be. But there's big money behind it trying to push it through, and we want you to get educated on that. Again, that's House Bill 483. Call your senators. Tell them, please, stop. Now, here's the other side of that ball, or that card. There's a human health issue associated with it, and you can read all about it on cctaxpayers.com. If you can't get enough local, wild-caught, fresh seafood to supply the restaurant business and the fish market business and the grocery stores business around here, guess where they're going to get their seafood from? They're going to import it. It's coming in here from China and Indonesia and all kind of other countries that don't have the same standards that we have. And they really don't care about your health. So it's containing a lot of chemicals, antibiotics, and things that can actually harm your children in the future as far as their health goes. I'm not a biologist or a scientist or a doctor, so I can't freely talk about it. I'd rather you just go to our website, cctaxpayers.com, and click on the link up there for the human health issue for fishing. There's tons of data there. The FDA has reports on it. They've known about it for years. In Louisiana, they've already passed legislation requiring that the seafood markets and the restaurants and all identify where their seafood comes from, because a lot of people are go down and they think they're getting fresh local seafood, and they're not. 90% of our seafood is imported. 90%. Okay? And it's going to get worse if you wipe out the local commercial fishing industry by passing these bills. What this bill will do is severely limit the size of the fish that they can catch. And it's going to make it almost impossible for them, because there is bycatch. Whenever you're fishing, you can't select what kind of fish you're going to get in your net and how big those fish are. Whatever goes into the net is what comes on the boat. Well, when this bill passes, a lot of those bycatch is not going to meet the size limits. So they'll get citations, which is going to cost them tremendously. They can't stay in business. They won't be able to afford to do that. So that's another thing you need to look at when you're considering this issue. And I really want you to consider it. If you're not a fisherman, I guarantee you, you most likely probably love to eat seafood, because most everybody does. And it's a industry that is already struggling, and it's going to take jobs away. It's going to hurt families. That's the thing the left is always concerned about. But, you know, when it comes to big money and special interests, they don't seem to be so concerned about those issues. And that's another thing I want you to consider. We're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I told you about our public meetings the third Tuesday of every month, and I want to tell you about the one we're having on July 16th. Our speaker is going to be Miss Melody Clark with Heritage Action. She's the Mid-Atlantic Regional Coordinator, and there is no charge, but you do have to have tickets. And the information's on our website, cctaxpayers.com. Tells you how to go to Eventbrite and sign up and get your tickets. The only reason for the tickets is because they're going to provide food that evening, and they need to know how much food to provide, so they need a count. And the best way to do that is by registering for these tickets. Again, there's no charge. They want us to join. I want you to join us for the training. Space is limited, and they're going to have refreshments and light dinner, and they want you to go ahead and get that registration in. Again, you can go to cctaxpayers.com and get the details on how to do that. Now, to tell you more about the meeting, Heritage Action and Coast Carolina Taxpayers Association want you to join us for this special training. You'll learn how to use social media and other effective techniques to be part of important federal policy discussions and support those leaders taking a principled stand and help them continue to fight for important legislative advances. This is, again, it's a Heritage Action Sentinel Skills Clinic. So they're going to be teaching you a lot to do because you hold the key to change the course of our country. And you can do that by letting us show you how. It's a fun and informal skills clinic, and it'll teach you the nuts and bolts of how to take action and arm you with the information that you need to amplify your voice on congressional issues. And these same skills can be applied to advance other important legislative and policy battles, you know, even here at home. Your local community stuff. You can make a difference even if you are a busy person with a hectic schedule. You can use social media to accomplish a lot. Now, our skills clinics were part of the Heritage Action Activist Training, and they'll equip you to know the issues. They have the information you need to understand any policy issue, grow their activist skills and networks. They will work with you one-on-one. Go out and lead in your community. You won't be alone, and they've got your back. And they understand your concerns and have put together this great program to help you engage in national politics. It's an effective and time-efficient manner. But, you know, folks, if you don't take the time to do this, you're missing a great opportunity, and we're missing out on getting some of the help we need so much to help further the conservative cause. This will be a fantastic opportunity to interact with other concerned conservatives from your area and build your relationship with Heritage Action and Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. You're going to learn valuable skills necessary to amplify your voice, not only in Washington, D.C., but here on the local level, too. They'll make sense out of the social media for you. I know a lot of people find it confusing, but they'll help you to understand that, and they'll share important strategies with you and explain how to use Heritage Action as a resource. Some of the session topics include print media impact, how to write effective letter to the editor and get it published. That's always a good thing to have. Understanding and using social media, blogs, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Twitter training for new and advanced users. Get started and build and deploy a Twitter army. That's one thing that's helping to push our voice out there. And a lot of people are using it now. Legislative training, using the Heritage Action dashboard and other resources, you can understand important policy discussions. And we'll also cover how to arrange and plan an effective meeting with your congressman. So Heritage Action for America is the action arm of the Conservative Heritage Foundation. And we take the conservative policy visions outlined by our sister organization, the Heritage Foundation, and make them a reality. We ensure members of Congress hear directly from their constituents, and that's people just like you. So, folks, again, it's a great, wonderful opportunity. We hope you'll come out and join us and invite your conservative friends to come along. They're welcome, too. And you can follow Heritage Action on Twitter, at @Heritage_Action. And Facebook is Heritage for America. And we hope you'll go find out more about Heritage Action and then decide to come on out and participate in this training. Again, that's July 16th, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. That's where our meetings are held every month, again, the third Tuesday of every month. They're free. They're open to the public. The meeting starts at 7 p.m., but you need to get there early, and so you make sure you get a good seat and be ready to participate in the meal they're going to have. It's located on Pollock Street and Craven Street. There's an entrance stairwell off of Pollock and elevator on Craven. There's plenty of parking down there. The public parking lot is open at 5 o'clock right across the corner, catty corner there. And you can park over there and just walk across the street. There's no charge. And again, space is limited, so go ahead. cctaxpayers.com. Find out how to get your tickets. It's all right there on our home page. All right. Well, that took up a little bit of time, so I'm going to stop here and take another break to hear from our sponsors.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com. Or email hal@cctaxpayers.com. That's hal@cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact hal@cctaxpayers.com. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
That's right, patriot, and I do hope you are a patriot and you're working hard to help us take back our country. I want to talk to you about the special election Tuesday, July 9th, and it's for the U.S. Congressional 3rd District race. It's a Republican runoff between Joan Perry and Greg Murphy. Those are your two Republican candidates, and once that is settled, the winner of that will face the Democratic candidate, and that election, let's see, one-stop early voting will begin on Wednesday, August 21st, and last day to request an absentee by mail ballot will be Tuesday, September the 3rd. One-stop early voting will end Friday, September the 6th. Last day to return absentee by mail ballot is Tuesday, September the 10th, and general election will be Tuesday, September the 10th, 2019. Now, once again, that's for U.S. Congressional District 3 that formerly was held by Walter B. Jones. So please make sure you go to the polls. I don't care who you're voting for. Just exercise your right. Do your civic duty. Be a part of the process. Because there are elections won by just a few votes. Two or three votes can swing an election. We've seen evidence of it right here locally. So please make your voice heard. Make your voice count. Get to the polls and vote Tuesday, July 9th. Okay, I also was telling you about our special monthly meeting there, and I want to also let you know that this will be the first time at that meeting that we present a Patriot Award, and a person that is considered to be a true patriot and has gone above and beyond the call of duty and has consistently been a conservative and upheld conservative values and worked hard for conservative values is going to be awarded a plaque and recognized at that meeting. So please come out and join us. It could be you if you are a patriot and have been doing those things I just mentioned. So again, another good reason for you to join us on July the 16th at our regular public open to the public meeting. Now, I just ran across this document as I was thumbing through my notes, and it's kind of relevant because we just had the Supreme Court on this issue of whether or not to put a citizenship question on the census, and we all know by now that they did not come back in favor of the president. But again, reminding you, That is only an opinion of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court does not make law. They only issue opinions. So that's not over with yet. But what I found here is it's a sample citizenship test. And it's interesting because I wonder how many of us could pass it, us natural-born citizens. I'm going to just read you a few of them here. What is the supreme law of the land? What does the Constitution do? Number three, the idea of self-government is expressed in these first three words of the Constitution. What is an amendment? What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution? What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? How many amendments does the Constitution have? What did the Declaration of Independence do? Now, we just celebrated our Independence Day, so you ought to be able to answer that one. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? How did the Declaration describe these rights? What is freedom of religion? What is the economic system in the United States? What is the rule of law? Name the branches or parts of the government. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? Who is in charge of the executive branch? Who makes federal laws? What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? How many U.S. senators are there? We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? Name one of your state's current senators. The House of Representatives has how many voting members? We elect a U.S. representative for how many years? Name your current U.S. representative. Who does a U.S. senator represent? Why do some states have more representatives than other states? We elect a president every how many years? We elect a president for how many years? In what month do we vote for president? Now, these are questions, just sample questions, that are on a citizenship test. How are you doing so far? Are you patting yourself on the back because you knew the answer to every one of those? I certainly hope so. If you didn't, you need to do some studying. Let me recommend. We do an educational study on a book called The 5,000-Year Leap. And it's an excellent, excellent material that you can use to teach you about the founding of our country. It's based on the 28 founding principles, and you'll learn a lot there. So I don't know when we're going to do that class again. When we do it, it's free. So we'll let you know. Keep listening. And we have some other classes that we do on books. Here's another one. Under our Constitution, most of the powers to govern belong to the states. What is at least one power of the states? How many justices are on the Supreme Court? What does the judicial branch do? Lately obstruct things. What are at least two rights of all citizens in the United States? When must all men register for the Selective Service? What happened at the Constitutional Convention? Who was the first president? Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s. Let's see. What did Susan B. Anthony do? Who did the United States fight in World War II? What ocean is on the east coast of the United States? Now, folks, being a natural-born citizen, of course, you wouldn't have to take this test, but you should have learned the answers to these things as you were progressing through the public education system. But it seems like here in the last few decades, the public education system is failing to teach these things. Because we often at gun shows or just out on the street somewhere, we'll talk to young folks of school age and we'll ask them some of these questions. Some of the simple ones like, who were the first three presidents? And they can't tell you. What are the three branches of government? They don't know. It's very obvious it's not being taught in the public schools. Now, that's not a blanket statement. I know there are some teachers and some classes that are doing their job and are proud to teach our U.S. history. But then there are others that are trying to teach a revisionist history or just completely obliterate our history. And that's another fight we have on our hands. And that's the corrupt education system. And how do we get it back? How do we take it back? A lot of people have chosen to pull their kids out of public education and homeschool them. And you can tell the difference when you're interviewing a homeschool student and you ask those questions. Most of them know the answers right off the bat. They don't even have to think about it. And their mom and daddy standing there beside them are grinning ear to ear because they're so proud of them for that. So that brings me to a pet peeve of mine, and that's our legislators here in North Carolina did a wonderful thing. They passed a great piece of legislation called House Bill 588. And what House Bill 588 was our Founding Principles Act. And it required high schools to teach the Founding Principles. And it named all the documents that Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, even mentioned the Ten Commandments. All the things that had an impact on our founding are to be taught. Now, this is a state law that's not being enforced. And I want you to go out. If you've got a kid going through high school, ask them if they've been taught these things. And you can find out what that encompasses. Just go to ncleg.net and look up House Bill 588, Founding Principles Act. And you'll see all the things that they're supposed to be being taught and find out if that's happening. You can then go to our website and give us some feedback on it and let us know what you found out. If it's not being taught in your high school, I'd like to hear about it, like to know about it. And I'd like for you to go to a school board meeting and stand up and ask, hey, why are you not enforcing the Founding Principles Act? Why aren't our students learning how our country was formed, how it's composed, and be able to answer these simple questions that they're being asked. I think it's a very important issue that needs to be addressed, and it's long overdue. And it's only getting worse, folks. Only getting worse. The revisionist history, the socialist agenda that's out there, is pervasive, especially in the higher education. In our colleges, we have a lot of liberal professors that are really teaching things that never happened. They're teaching them as true, and the truth they're teaching is lies. So please take an interested part in your child's education. Attend the school board meetings. Find out what's going on. Talk to your kids on a regular basis. Ask them some of these questions yourself and see if they can tell you the answers. They're, again, simple questions like the three branches of government, who our founding fathers were, like our first three presidents, or, you know, just pick something. The War of 1812, you know, just ask them some questions. See if they know the answers, if they've been taught. All right, well, I hope y'all have enjoyed me rambling on today, or at least got something out of it. I hope I shared some good information with you. Again, the House Bill 483 has made it through the House and is going to the Senate, and that's the Let 'Em Spawn bill for the fishing industry here in North Carolina. It is a health crisis. I do want you to be totally aware of how that's going to impact your health. And remember the statistics. 90% of our seafood now is being imported, and it's coming in with some harmful substances that can really break down your immune system, cause your kids some big problems on further in life, and you want to be aware of it. You want to know what's going on. And House Bill 588, we just talked about. Go back and take care of that. Our upcoming meeting on the 16th of July, Miss Melody Clark with the Heritage Foundation is going to be there with activism training for us. I'm looking forward to that. I use Facebook. I use Twitter. I use all those tools quite a bit, but I won't claim to be proficient at it. So I'll be glad to learn any extra things that will help me be effective activist in social media. And I hope you'll come out and be a part of that with us. I think we're having Chick-fil-A, so you know it's going to be good. Again, get your tickets, get them early, get them now, and that's on cctaxpayers.com. And I do want to thank you sincerely for coming and tuning in to our show. Remember our new schedule, Saturday mornings, 6 a.m., Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. All of our shows are archived at cctaxpayers.com. So if you miss one or you just want to hear another one again, you can go to the website, click on Wake Up Call, pull up the show you want, and take a listen to it. Share it with your friends. Email out that link to your family if they're living out of state. They can listen to it anywhere in the world, and we appreciate them doing that. Again, we really appreciate our sponsors helping us to stay on the air. We've been on here like it's over 4 years now we've been doing this show, and our sponsors have been very loyal to us, and we'd ask that you'd be loyal to them. We've got some very good sponsors. So thanks again. That's all the time we have this week for CCTA Wake Up Call. Please come back and join us again next week.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.